Now I have on the line Keith Geraghty from the Irish band Friends of Emmet. He's going to be telling us all about the night for Pieta House at the Olympia Theatre on Sunday, 2nd of April next, where many Irish artists will perform. For example, Tuonua, Christy Dignam, many more, which Keith himself will tell you about. He'll also be talking to us about his own band, Friends of Emmet, Irish of course, and their new track EP, The Happening Sea. Keith, you're with us.
Hiya, Johnny. How's it going?
Brilliant. How are you?
Yeah, all is good. All is good. Busy, busy. You know yourself.
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you in advance.
Same to you, sir.
Yeah. So tell us, first of all, about your own band, Friends of Emmet.
Friends of Emmet, yes. We're the ashes of a band called The Cage, which were out in the mid to late 90s. All Irish guys. We went off to LA, to Hollywood, to try and chase the dream. Some of us stayed. Some of us came home. And then about 6-7 years ago, we reformed and we started writing songs over the internet. Brian and myself here and Mark in LA. And the first track we wrote was Coming Apart, which was about Kevin Hines, who was here 2 weeks ago promoting Pieta House, because Kevin is a survivor of a suicide attempt off the Golden Gate Bridge. So that's how it all came about. That's how our involvement with Pieta House came about as well. And that's what we do for suicide prevention.
Yeah. So Coming Apart, that's the first track on your debut album, State of Mind, released about 3 years ago. And it's all about himself, Kevin Hines. And he was actually survived jumping off the Golden Bridge in San Francisco.
Yeah, now he was in Dublin there, it was 10 days ago. He was talking at the Mansion House. There was myself, Leslie, Kevin, Charlie Bird, and Brian Higgins from the CEO of Pieta House all spoke, which was great. It was to a wonderful audience. But, just having him in the country, he's a huge inspiration. He speaks all over the world about his experience, and he gives so many people hope and has saved hundreds, if not thousands, of lives. To have him involved with Pieta House and to not necessarily fly the flag for her, but to be an advocate for them is great. You know, it's powerful.
Absolutely. And he wrote a book, wasn't it? A bestseller. Cracked but Not Broken.
Yeah, Cracked Not Broken. That's the title, yeah. An amazing book. Well worth getting a copy of. I think Duberg's in Grafton Street, if you go in there, they're good people. They'll always get it in for you. And that's well worth a read because it's really... It's the 10 steps of living mentally well, and Kevin's been there, so look, if anybody can speak about it, he can, and, I think the world would be the hero of mine, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I must apologise, Coming Apart, we wanted to play that just before talking to you, but we jumped in too quick to Al Stewart, but we're going to try and get that in just before the end of the programme. So
wonderful.
Yeah, we have to get that played.
I never mind Al Stewart pushing me aside now, to be honest with you.
Pardon?
I never mind Al Stewart pushing me aside. He couldn't get a better man.
He's a legend, all right. Indeed. So, and in the band, I know you play the bass. Who else plays what?
Brian Lynham plays the guitar. Mark Leddy is a singer. And then Tim Boland, who's also in LA, plays the keys and guitar. And Gary Sullivan. The three lads are based in LA. Brian and myself are here in Dublin. So what we do is we record in LA, and a lot of the gigs that we do could be on the East Coast of Canada or the States. That's mainly what we do, or LA and Dublin. That's it. So we do the night for Pieta House every year that it's on. So this is the third year in the trot now.
Okay.
So it's just getting bigger and better.
And all of you are Irish?
All dubs, yeah.
All dubs?
Yeah, all dubs.
Wonderful. Yep. Absolutely brilliant. Okay. You also had major success with TV placements on shows such as like EastEnders and Hollyoaks and more.
Yeah, well, what we did there, we've never had management, we've never had a record deal. So we licensed all our tracks out to MTV, and in particular Coming Apart featured in everything from Jersey Shore to Hollyoaks, EastEnders, I think was in EastEnders 3 times. And not just Coming Apart, 13th Floor, I think. For an independent band, I think 13th Floor was played for about 2.5 minutes in a scene in the pub by the Queen Vic or whatever the name of it is. In 3-4 different scenes, 13th Floor was playing in the background. That doesn't happen for independent artists. And I think on the same night, Hollyoaks opened the show with, we did a version of the Pink song, Try, and I think they opened the show with that. So for an independent band to be on those TV shows in the same night was... it was just an achievement.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations. Well done. As regards writing the music, I think it's 99% Friends of Emmett.
It would. Now, we did... We've recorded two covers, so we did a David Bowie track, Young Americans, which David liked very much himself when he was alive. He loved it.
I'm not surprised. I've actually heard your cover version of it.
Oh,
and I could have sworn it was David himself singing it.
Yeah,
it was a wonderful cover. Yeah.
He loved it. Yeah, he loved it. And that was an honour to hear that. And then the pink track, Try, she also heard it because we were going to try and shoot a video for it with her in it. In LA with Mark just playing on the piano and her sitting beside it, but she was taking a year out, so she couldn't make it for that. But that's again featured in Hollyoaks, and great version of that song actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And when you write your own stuff, do you write the lyrics over the melody or vice versa, or a bit of both maybe?
A bit of both. No, a
right.
bit of both.
Okay.
You know, there'd be tracks on, well, even the Happening Sea. Tim came up with that idea in Canada when we were on tour there, and we were rehearsing in an old church. And he came up with that idea. We were doing a showcase. And then the likes of Coming Apart, Brian had sent that music over to Mark, and Mark couldn't get lyrics for weeks until he heard the Kevin Hines story in the documentary, The Bridge, and he put pen to paper and wrote that song there. And then, so, you know, it happens that way, and yet Mark come up with the song like No Surprise, which we wrote in half a day. He had the whole thing ready, lyrics and music and stuff, you know. So
written in half a day.
Very easy when the ball's rolling.
Yeah?
Yeah, half a day.
Half a day. And it's a great tune, class tune. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for
that. Yeah. Yeah. Well deserved. Friends of Emmett, as you kind of have abbreviated to FOE, which is great. But you've contributed to some curriculum for transition year students in Ireland. I think it's to begin in September.
We've designed a program basically where it's a combination of the Assist course and the Safe Talk course. Because you have to be over 18 to sit the Assist course, and the Safe Talk course is a little bit too mellow. So we've brought together a combination of both of them, and it's just getting put onto the floppy disks now to hopefully... And what we've also done is we've put forward with the Minister of Education that all secondary school homework journals have printed on the inside front cover the Pieta House logo, website address, text number, that it's there. And we want the compulsory that no matter if it's a private school, national school, that they have to have this, like the warning on cigarette packets, that it just has to be on the homework journal, full stop. So that's been put forward a couple of weeks back in the Dáil, and hopefully that will come into place this September as well.
Wonderful. So that's it's designed to help students cope kind of with their emotions and how to ask for help, is it?
Well, the idea of it is that they know that there's help at their fingertips 24 hours a day. Because, look, I've been there myself, 13-year-old, sitting at home on a Sunday night, dreading school the next day. But if you open up your homework journal, that number is there. And, you know, the younger generation are the ones who are going to change the stigma that's attached to mental health and suicide. So we got to have faith in them. And the more they get used to seeing this, the more it'll sink in, and that they'll know that it's okay to speak out and reach out. So that's the whole method behind it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that the song Coming Apart and footage of the Kevin Hines story will be a part of it.
It will, absolutely. That'll feature in it as well. Because,
yeah, very nice, very nice.
Well, the language of the younger generation is music. So the video for Coming Apart features Kevin Hines. He's wearing a white shirt in it, which a lot of people don't realise. But, you know, it links up to one when they look at the video and then they hear his story. Like, Kevin uses that, again, when he's on around the world talking about it in Australia or whatever. He uses the video for Coming Apart because it's an educational tool. You know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So so for the band, your own band, any plans for a new album or a tour, perhaps?
Yeah, well, I think the next step is Kevin Hines is doing a documentary called The Ripple Effect. He showed part of it here in Dublin at the Mansion House, and he has Friends of Emmett down to do the score for it. So
very
I think
nice.
The next step is in 6 weeks' time off to LA to put the head down and record that over the space of a week. Now, that'll be powerful. It'll be really powerful, and it'll go to all the film festivals around the world and stuff like that. So it'll be all original stuff. Probably some of the older tracks by Friends of Emmett, tracks such as Hero, and we have a song called Reach Out. They'll probably go into it. But then there'll be all new stuff, which will probably go onto the second album as well.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And you also have your new three-track EP, The Happening Sea.
Yes, The Happening Sea.
That's coming out in May, is it?
It's a catchy little track, and then there's a song called Amazed on it, which is perfect for a movie soundtrack, and then Love Lies is on it as well. So three good tracks.
Excellent, excellent. Fair play to you guys. Hats off to you. You're great.
Yeah. So what else would you be doing, huh?
Yeah. Keep you out of trouble.
Yes.
So tell us about the night for Pieta House at the Olympia.
It initially started, it was just going to be a small one, in a small little venue, and then the artists such as Ntuanu, who've been there from the very start, Paul and Leslie, they came on board. They were the first to answer the phone, and then The Pale, and it just developed from there, and it's the first year was fine, so many tickets sold, and we covered it, basically. But it's the awareness that it creates. Now, so far, this year, I think 1,000 tickets are gone, so I think there's only about 100 tickets left for the show. The lineup's incredible. You have the four of us. You have Ntuanu. You've Christy, as you mentioned. You have Duke Special, who I think is great. Peter, and you've got Connor from the Villagers. Connor O'Brien. You've got Mundy, the old reliable. You've got the Pale, who I think are one of the best Irish bands ever. Never got enough recognition. And then you've got people like Thomas Walsh from Pugwash, you've got Frank from Cactus World News, Pete Holliday from The Radiators, and then God, Mike Ryan from Tuesday Blue. I don't know if you remember them. So they're all on it, so it'll just be a jam-packed night.
Absolutely. What a lineup. I think Bagatelle are in there as well, yeah?
Oh, Bagatelle are there as well, yeah. They are. In Dublin, sure had to get that in there, you know?
Yeah. And Tuanua, is Paul Byrne still with them?
Paul is, absolutely, and Paul plays a huge part in this show. He's he'd be definitely one of the main guys who's always been there, and he'd be doing all the graphics for the show. He's Ntuanu are basically, not necessarily, you wouldn't use the word house band, but it's all built around Ntuanu. They come on last, they do the finale. We have Jerry Fish as well from the Mudbug Club, and Emotional Fish, so I'm sure Celebrate will be in there, and Crazy World will be in there with Christy and all that.
Oh, great.
So it'll be a fantastic night.
Absolutely.
It will.
An incredible lineup. I've never seen a lineup like that before at one gig.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Keith, I think I'm anxious to try and get Coming Apart coming out on air here at 90.3 Near FM for the listeners to hear it, because it's a fabulous tune and great thought behind the whole thing. So
one thing I will say about Johnny, if I can just say that Coming Apart actually gets released tomorrow for Pieta House on iTunes. So all proceeds of that song go to Pieta House, and it comes out on iTunes tomorrow. So it's, if anybody wants to, the song itself, as I said, is an education. And the younger generation have taught us that, because they've used the song in their own schools to make videos. So,
yeah, that's great. Yeah, and also on Facebook, I think like anyone who uses Facebook can just, you know, search for A Night for Pieta House, and they get all the information.
Exactly.
And I think you guys have your own website, Friends of Emmett, on the internet.
We do.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all there. Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you have the?
We're out there.
Do you have the website address, or does it just come up?
It's just friendsofemmett.com.
And that's it. Okay, Keith, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure having you.
You're more than welcome, and I'll see you at the show. Yeah.
I hope so.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I was going to say not if I see you first, but that would be just joking.
Okay.
Yeah. Keith, have a great weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Johnny.
And to talk to you again. Okay, all the best.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye-bye. Cheers.